today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Salaamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic for today is standing firm in Islam. Today, Tuesday, is the 2nd of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 30th of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to a verse, verse 20 of chapter At-Tawbah, from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين آمنوا وهاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم أعظم درجة عند الله
The ones who have believed, emigrated, and striven in the cause of Allah, with their wealth and their lives, are greater in rank in the sight of Allah. And it is those who are the attainers of success.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
As an emphasis and a more explanation, the Quran in this verse indicates that those who believed and embraced Islam and migrated to Medina and struggled with their possessions and their selves in the way of Allah are the highest in rank in the view of Allah, and they are the achievers of salvation. In Islam, faith, migration, and holy struggle, jihad, like piety, are located at the top of values.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب
Still, our topic is standing firm on the path of Allah. Steadfastness in the religion of Allah is a basic requirement for every sincere Muslim who wants to follow the straight path with determination and understanding. This matter is of great importance for a number of reasons, including the present situation of the societies in which Muslims live, the types of temptation to which they are painfully exposed, and the kinds of whims and desires, doubts and confusion, which have caused religion to become something strange, so that those who adhere to it are likened to something weird. And people say, the one who holds on to his religion is like one who holds on to a burning coal. Anyone who has a brain will not doubt that Muslims today need the means of steadfastness. and the effort required is great because of the corruption of our times and the scarcity and weakness of brothers and supporters who could help. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with how to remain steadfast in the right path. And in this connection, we find that steadfastness is a key point in the way of receiving felicity and receiving victory in this life, in this worldly life. According to the religious instructions. In this connection, we must be indicated that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from time to time indicated it to his companions to be loyal to the mainstream of the Islamic religion and to befriend his Ahlul Bayt, his infallible descendants, because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew well that a great majority of those people wouldn't remain loyal to him after his demise. And this was what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had indicated it to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, historically speaking, it's shown that when any new religion comes, many people stand against that new religion, and the Islamic religion wasn't any exception in any way. At the same time, it must be indicated that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated it to his companions, to his associates, that after him, many people would come to commit all sorts of afflictions against his descendants, his infallible descendants. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned everybody over there. And this, it was one of the, remarks, the astonishing and awakening remark that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made several times in his lifetime.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
From the list of means of steadfastness in Islam, we reach to training and education. Yeah. Gradual conscious training in faith based on knowledge is one of the basic factors in standing firm in Islam. Training in faith is that which fills the heart and consciousness with fear, hope, and love of Allah, as opposed to the dryness which results from ignoring the text of the Quran and Ahadith and devoting too much attention to the words of men. Training based on knowledge is that which is based on evidence as opposed to mere imitation and blind following. Conscious training is that which recognizes the way of sinners and wrongdoers, studies the plot of the enemies of Islam and properly understand and evaluate reality and events, as opposed to a blinkered worldview and narrow horizons. Gradual training is that which takes the Muslim step by step towards achieving perfection with proper planning, as opposed to spontaneous and hasty progress in fits and starts.
في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره رب القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. We are speaking about steadfastness in the path of Allah. Now in this part, let's look at the qualities of a believer. Unshakable trust in Allah is one of the qualities of a true believer. The believers know fully well that everything good or bad comes to be by Allah's will. No matter how difficult the situation may be, a true believer will not compromise his faith for a piece of cake. This is why Allah reassures the believer in the following verses. In chapter 65, chapter Talaq, verses 2 to 3, Allah says, "And whosoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to him, he will make a way for him to get out from every difficulty, and he will provide him from sources he never could imagine. And whosoever puts his trust in Allah, then he will suffice him. Verily, Allah will accomplish his purpose. Indeed, Allah has set a measure for all things."
Allah Azza wa Jal gives them that beacon of hope. A day will come in which the angels will open the gates of paradise. And when you smell the fragrance, ريح الجنة, روح الجنة, the fragrance of paradise, when you just smell it, that fragrance, you forget all of your agonies, all of your hardships, all of the pain, all of the suffering. With one smell, it will all go away. And the malaika will tell you, ادخلوا الجنة بما كنتم تعملون. Enter the beautiful Jannah of Allah, the paradise, because of your good deeds. When I think about that, this soothes my pain. This gives me so much comfort. This makes me strong and resilient. The hadith of the Holy Prophet says, إِنَّ عَظِيمَ الْبَلَاءِ لَيُكَافَأْ بِعَظِيمِ الْأَجْرِ. He said that when the suffering is great, the reward will be great. The more you suffer in this dunya, the more the reward will be in the akhirah. The greater the reward will be in al-jannah. So why be so disappointed? In fact, you will change your perspective and you will see the losses as gains. When I suffer, I won't see it as a loss. I will see it as a gain. The hadith of al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, لو أن المؤمن يعلم ما له من الأجر في المصائب لتمنى أنه قرض أو قرض بالمقاريض. When the human being, when the mu'min, on the day of judgment, he sees how much thawab, reward Allah has written for him because of his suffering, because of how much he had to endure the pain, what will the mu'min do? The mu'min will wish his entire life was suffering, because the reward is so great. So don't look at suffering as a loss. It's a gain, because you will receive so much ajr for it. This soothes the pain that the human being has. Be patient. It will not be long before all of this agony and all of this pain will go away.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, in which we discussed about standing firm in Islam and means of steadfastness in Islam. Inshallah, we continue this on the next episode. Till then, Allah bless all of you and will leave you in Allah's protection. Mm-hmm.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.